So with us, we must be beneficial to those who have befriended us or those whom we've allowed to befriend. If they are making a mistake, it is our duty to tell them that you are going wrong here. And if we don't tell them, we are going to be making an even bigger mistake. We are going to be responsible.
Series of tough lessons, mistakes, misfortunes, victory, successes, couple of masterpieces, couple of rough sketches, eye-opening moments that alter my perspective. Cause when the music ends, I discover what a true friend is. It's not your fans, record labels, or your crew members. It's the friends with no agendas or minor plots who still keep in contact, whether you rhyme or not, whether you sign or not, whether your last album kind of flop or it's still on Billboard climbing spots. Yes, indeed, it hurts when you see people in spurts, homies disappear and reappear when they need a verse. When my daughter was hospitalized for a month, do you think a member of my old crew called once? But when they heard I was returning with some new music, they sent so many messages, I'm through with you losers. That's the way your brother's treated by his own fam. I'm through with trying to work it out, I'm through with phone rants. I'm reprogrammed, a different cam. I applaud you as a rapper, but fuck you as a grown man. Your records out, they wanna reconcile and do tours. I got a family, what the hell I need a crew for? To me it doesn't hold much significance. Maybe we can just discuss our differences in a perfect world.
If I could change anything in life, I would try to make things right. No drama, no war, no fight. I would make it a perfect world. If I could change anything in life, I would try to make things right. No drama, no war, no fight. I would make it a perfect world.
There's a lot of things I gotta accept it being in this business, weighing pros and cons like a soldier realistic. While I was gone, so-called friends treated me different. Maybe for me to see it, I truly needed the distance. I left the game fed up, I couldn't tell you the whereabouts of names that I shouted out on chain letters. That small scale fame was more than I had bargained for. Seeking industry friends walk through revolving doors. Seeing some producers that you helped build a buzz treat you like a peasant the second they start feeling love. I guess it's just a reminder to me how real it was. Fame will make a humble man feel godly. When I was on the rise, they was with me, beside me, but stopped speaking when they reached the 50s and qualies. I'm still standing even when they abandoned the lesser known. But personally, I just felt like a stepping stone, and they won't give a damn about it till the wealth is gone. I humble myself and tell them thanks for helping, homes. Cause regardless, I'm an artist with a platform. When former friends see success, I still clap for them. I speak freely with no fear of being blackballed. Cause if it ain't God, then whose permission do I ask for? The truth hurts when the words are thorough. You take offense, we can make amends. Maybe in a perfect world.
If I could change anything in life,
perfect world,
I would try to make things right. No drama, no war, no fight. I would make it a perfect world. If I could change anything in life, I would try to make things right. No drama, no war, no fight. I would make it a perfect world.
Just a perfect world, just a perfect world.
No, 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 no.
Just a perfect world.